we get to your stock picks this evening. Nick, what would you be interested in buying or selling at this point?
I'm going to have to regurgitate what we were discussing because my stock pick is ShopRite tonight. It's not a cop-out. I actually thought it was a really good trading update. I was having a look at some numbers this afternoon, comparing it to me for a while ago. You know, the Daisy White of Whitey Basson that you mentioned, you know, the stock was demanding premiums of 23, 24 times earnings. It's currently sitting on about a 14 or 15 at current levels. Okay. And I think it was certainly a very nice trading update, and I think a nice beneficiary in this lockdown. And it was very surprising to the upside. So I think at 115 Rand a share when it was once trading north of 200, I think you can certainly take a look at it at current levels.
Okay. Alex, how about you?
Now, so the last time I was on the show, I picked silver as a potential option for investors that are looking for a hedge against the unprecedented monetary and fiscal stimulus we've seen. So today I'm actually going to nominate the Global Silver and Metal Miners ETF, or the ticker is SLVP. So this is predominantly an ETF that invests in companies that predominantly mines in silver. So obviously this will match a much higher beta or gearing if the actual silver price does rise. So for investors that do believe silver can go higher, this is an option to consider.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's had a really great run already, so you still think that there's legs for it?
Yeah, so I'm still quite bullish on silver. I think there's still a lot of upside potential there, and as a result, I'm not sure what stocks to pick, so as a result, I'd rather go with an ETF, which I think is well-diversified, but most of the exposure is also in the Canadian market.
Okay. Alex, Nick, thanks very much for joining us this Monday evening. Nice to see you both. Nick Kunze is from Sunland Private Wealth. Alex Dace from Umtombo Wealth. Alicia, we'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.